courts, Congress, and Colorado a domestic political earthquake. The Supreme Court rejected Trump's executive order restricting birthright citizenship by a 6-3 margin, upholding the 14th Amendment's guarantee. The margin was striking. A nominally conservative supermajority produced a ruling in which at least two conservative justices sided with the liberal bloc to block the administration's position. The Justice Department responded within hours by directing prosecutors to prioritize birth tourism cases, finding a prosecutorial and statutory path toward the same policy goal after the constitutional shortcut was closed. The speed of the pivot suggested the contingency had been prepared in advance. The court separately blocked Trump from firing the copyright chief, adding to an accumulating body of separation of powers rulings, drawing lines around which executive branch officials the president can remove unilaterally. On Capitol Hill, the House voted 420-0 to require disclosure of congressional misconduct settlements, a unanimous result that reversed a vote from just 4 months earlier in which the chamber had killed a nearly identical measure, 357-65. Political analysts attributed the reversal to members calculating what the March vote would cost them in campaign advertising. The most seismic domestic result came in Colorado's Democratic primaries, where Diana DeGette, first elected in 1996, serving 15 terms representing Denver, lost to a DSA-backed challenger named Kyros. DeGette had been in office longer than many of her constituents have been eligible to vote. Former Governor John Hickenlooper won the Colorado Democratic Senate primary in a less surprising result, and the two outcomes together showed a party holding multiple ideological lanes, a progressive insurgent winning one race while a centrist establishment figure won another. A NYT/Siena poll showing the Texas Senate race statistically tied drew significant attention. Texas has not sent a Democrat to the Senate since 1988, and a tied race there, if it holds, would represent a structural realignment rather than a polling artifact. Democrats appeared competitive in six states simultaneously, according to the same polling set. Separately, a housing bill became law without Trump's signature. The president neither signed nor vetoed it, allowing it to pass automatically after 10 days, while a federal judge struck down Trump's public service loan forgiveness restrictions hours before a deadline, providing relief to millions of borrowers.